Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday, and on Friday, we think about what really matters on the What It Takes Radio Network.
The opinions voiced on this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, or financial advisor prior to investing. Securities and investment advisory services are offered through Jineos Wealth Management Incorporated, a member of FINRA SIPC.
Arrogance. Are you being demeaned by somebody who's arrogant, treating you in a disrespectful way? It's not good, especially in the professional world, in the marketplace. We're going to talk about that today because it really matters, and you're listening to What Really Matters. So we're going to start now. And welcome to What Really Matters. This is your host, Peter McClellan. It's always a pleasure for me to do a solo podcast, not because I don't thoroughly enjoy working with Jeff Hyback, because I do. He's a brilliant money manager, fun guy, appreciate his wit and his knowledge and his wisdom. But every once in a while, I get something, a theme that kind of builds up for a while, and I see it in different arenas. And this one has been, you know, just shouting at me. Let me give you a little bit of a background here. I just recently started working with a client who decided eventually to leave an advisor they'd been working with for a while. And the advisor was, I think he was probably a pretty good guy overall, but he was arrogant in the way that he treated them. At times they felt demeaned. They couldn't really ask questions. If they did, they didn't really get answers that they understood. This guy apparently was very knowledgeable, a good technician, so to speak. And, you know, first of all, I want to make a little bit of disclaimer. There are people in this world who are very, very precise, and they have to be. And they speak in ways that, you know, are, you know, beyond the average person's to grasp, whether it's medicine, whether it's finances, economics, law, you name it. There's people who are very exacting, and in their exacting, they may give off a vibe that isn't very warm and fuzzy. And I'm more of the warm and fuzzy type. I mean, I value the exacting because you need that in some areas and need it in a lot of areas. But you don't need it where you're looking for answers. You're looking for answers to your questions because you don't understand something. Doesn't matter how well educated they are, what titles they hold, if they're not making your team, meaning when I say your team, your people, as my friend Gloria would say to me, you know, the people in her world that she counted on, whether it's her accountant, her doctor, her lawyer, whatever, she says they're her people. We all have to have our people. And if our people, anybody on our team of people that we're looking to, that we're depending on to, you know, shoot straight with us, whether it's about our health, whether it's about our money, whether it's legal, whether it's whatever, you need that person to be able to speak to you in terms you understand that you can receive. But when somebody is arrogant, and that's not a good term, when somebody says that, it usually means that there is pride involved. If somebody is consistently arrogant, it's just, it's not good. It's hard to deal with, you know. And if you have ever had it where that you've had to work with somebody that's that way, you know what I'm talking about. And so I do think it's good to give people a chance to come back to them and see maybe they're not realizing that they're giving off this air of arrogance, of contempt in their tone. See, tone is everything. It really can be. Tone is a huge thing. You know, with tone, you can say something very, very good and yet have it not be taken in a good way because the tone is revealing to the emotion behind it or the lack of regard, the lack of respect behind the words. So arrogance, by definition, it's an offensive display of superiority, self-importance, overbearing pride. And another part of it says contemptuous or expressing contempt or disrespect. And that hits the nail on the head. When you have somebody who is arrogant, you often come away feeling disrespected. They don't respect you, right? That's how it feels. And that very well may be the case if they're that type of person. But I'd like to give most people benefit of the doubt because I realize We all make mistakes. None of us are perfect. We all can do things or say things that don't make sense to somebody else. I know for in my industry, I always want to make sure I'm speaking in terms that people are grasping. And I've had people stop me and say, well, what does that mean? And I go, oh, thank you. I didn't realize I was speaking jargon there. That's industry speak. If we're talking about an exclusion ratio or a capital need, and talking about, you know, coverage for insurances or for, you know, in the investment world and in diversification. If I'm talking about large caps and small caps and mid caps, people go, well, what does that mean? You know, to stop and to give some definition or at least give some understanding, it's a good thing. And I would say this as a general rule, especially in my industry, your money is important. Whatever that money is going to be put to work to do for you, whether it's to retire, whether it's going to be money you hope to leave to your heirs someday, whether it's money for your vacations, whether it's money for you, whatever it might be, whatever you're doing with money, it's important that the people you work with respect you and want to serve you, want to help you. And if you don't get that vibe, you're not getting that feeling after you've talked to them and after you've given them a chance to say, hey, speak to me in English. I can't understand you. You're saying stuff doesn't make sense to me. Specify. I mean, I think if you list the things that they're saying, you know, write them down real quick. You know, in the past 5 minutes, you talked about beta, you talked about an exclusion ratio, you talked about, you know, what are these? I don't know what you're talking about. Ask them. Oh, and the humble person will go, forgive me. I didn't realize I was speaking jargon, and makes sense to me, may not be something you're swimming in. And that's not knocking the everyday person. I mean, there are people, it happens every day. You know, there are doctors that get lost in their journals. They're very well read. They're studying up on this and that and the disease and how it's treated and what medicine, what combination of chemicals works best for that, you know, whatever. But yet, translating it back to everyday English, some of them have a harder time. And I know for myself, case in point, example, real life example. I went to a doctor a number of years ago. This person was from another country. Don't know what country. It doesn't matter. I'm not against working with a doc who's from another country. But I did have an issue with not understanding them. And it wasn't their lack of the English language or lack of command of the English language or their challenge to speak English was part of it. Okay, it was. But it also, because their language was lacking, they were very well read in medicine. They could talk in terms that were miles over my head that other docs would understand, but I'm not a doctor. So after going back, bringing my wife in for the visit as well at one point to say, you know, afterwards, did you understand that? And neither one of us did. It was time for a new doc. And it, you know, just to, so we understood each other. Not knocking the doctor, the good doctor, and somebody else may have not had that at all. I don't know. But it's really important, I think, to give people a chance to change. But it's also really important to not tolerate arrogance when it's really arrogance. And arrogance can manifest itself in a number of ways, not just talking over your head with the language, but just somebody who's just being really snippy, you know, contemptuous. They're not even talking over your head, but they're just showing disrespect in the way that they're talking or they're treating their body language, you know, super abrupt. Annoyed at the fact that you've stopped them to ask for a question, you know, ask a question, maybe even angered if you've asked them a question that they perceive to be a challenge. And that's just not good. If somebody is challenged, you know, to feeling attacked because you've just asked a question about what they're saying, that's a bad sign, especially in my industry. That's not good. And I know there are people out there in my industry that are like that. There's some are, and not many, but I think there's some that just get so full of themselves. They're so, you know, they're self-important. It's, if you're getting that vibe, doesn't matter what industry. It could be law, doctors, everyday people. There's everyday people you talk to. Sometimes people at church that you can even talk to. And I'm not knocking people at church. There's mostly really, really good people. But occasionally you come across somebody who's just really full of themselves and arrogant, condescending. They're just not fun to be around. And I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. If I know them well enough or it's an important enough relationship for some reason that I should bring it to their attention, I'd like to. I want to push back on that. Happens in our industry, for example, not just with people like me that meet with the public as advisors, but even among either advisors or money managers or money management firms that come off with the attitude their way or the highway. And I've seen it time and time again, you know, the area between what Jeff Hyback, our co-host or, you know, podcast associate here, he's an active money manager. Now, he'll be the first to say active is very good, especially for people who don't have a long time frame or just don't tolerate a lot of loss. But for other people, part of their portfolio being in more of a buy and hold, providing they can endure the downs and not panic and get out at the worst time, Jeff will be the first to say, yeah, that's fine. As long as you have a long time frame and you're not going to be coming unglued. But he also knows most people aren't in that boat. Most people don't tolerate a ton of loss. They'll say they can, but they don't really necessarily have the propensity to be able to do it. They might say it. They may even be able to financially endure it, but they can't stand it. They don't have the ability to take the loss. And if that's the case, know yourself, right? I mean, but just as an example, I'm going down a rabbit trail there, but I'm not from a standpoint that it's arrogance. When, you know, you're at a forum and somebody's a colleague that's in the industry is touting their brand, whatever, as if it's the only thing that you should do. Everything else is garbage. That's just not right. And you know it's not right. And it makes me sick and I get irritated. And sadly, even when the person is representing a good service or a good strategy, I lose interest in them anyway. I'd rather not work with them if I don't have to, because it's just not, you know, everything you do then is going to be, you're going to be looked down upon, or it's no fun to be around someone like that. They're disrespecting you. You know, it's just not good. Arrogance. It's just not a good thing. It's a bad thing to put up with. And I would say to people, you know, don't do it. We had it recently with a person who was cleaning our building. And we noticed our timesheet that they were billing us for 3 hours, and yet the alarm system told us they were there for an hour or less each time, and they were billing us for three each time. We finally confronted them, and in arrogance, they said to Jan, they said, sounds like this isn't working out. Yeah, do you think? and we're the problem. You know, we're the problem because we're bringing this up to you that you're overcharging us. You told us you'd get it done in an hour and you're charging us for 3 hours. Or you told us it would take three, you're doing it in an hour and leaving. And it's like, come on, something's got to give. At least let's talk about it, negotiate, right? But nope. I guess we're done. And we're like, yeah. If you're not going to admit or not even flinch that you're padding this and not have to give any kind of account for it, that's not right. It's not what we agreed to anyway. So again, it's not to throw stones, but I just, again, arrogance, whatever line of work you're dealing with, and I can speak to it in our industry because I've seen it before and I don't like it. Whatever you're dealing with, don't put up with it because it's a risk. You need to understand certain things. And I would say that to you, especially there are people who will tune in and they have an advisor that they kind of like working with, but they don't really go away with a sense of well-being because they're not getting their questions answered. Well, go back to them and give them the benefit of the doubt and ask them, slow down or explain this to me. And if they're getting aggravated with you because you're asking them questions, help, you know, that you need help understanding, that's not a good combination. I can tell you right now, it's going to be a relationship that needs to be terminated. Find somebody else. And if you're in that process, you know, again, looking for a second opinion, perhaps, whatever, you know, here at the 401k Latte Company, we really strive to have in that conversation a give and take, to hear you out, respond, clarify, you clarify. We refer to our tagline as invest in a conversation. And I want to encourage you, do it soon, but do it in every aspect of your life, your legal, your accounting, you know, your doctor, the whole nine yards. It's too important not to. So again, confront that arrogance. Do it soon.
You've been listening to What Really Matters with Peter McClellan, a chartered financial consultant with the 401k Latte Company in Lakeville, Minnesota. For a no-cost consultation or second opinion of financial issues, call us at 952-882-0400. That's 952-882-0400. Or visit us online at 401klatte.com. That's 401klatte.com. We want to remind you to invest in a conversation.